I had a very, very unproductive day yesterday, and I'm desperately trying to have a more productive one today. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Tuesday, the 19th of January, and I'm here with my 48th Audio Boo micro podcast. Yes, yesterday I started the day with very high hopes. I was rather ironically trying to keep things simple and work on just a book review, and I had a bright idea that I'd download. Or I'd look for and download a simple word processing program, something without any clutter that I'd just be focused on my writing. And I got lost in a computer loop that lasted me all day, really. I don't think I twittered at all yesterday. It started with trying to get Google Documents to work offline, and went on and on into all sorts of geeky technical nonsense. So today, I'm trying very hard just to focus on one thing at a time and get a few things done. And I've not done so badly this morning. I've been printing out some pages of a book that I'm making. I've even had a little tidy in my studio, and I've been clearing off the clutter from my desktop, my computer desktop rather than my real desktop, which I haven't tackled yet, but certainly needs tackling. I downloaded this morning a book from the Zen Habits website, which I'm hoping might help. It's called The Simple Guide to a Minimalist Life, and if you fancy a look, you can find it at I've got a simple web address for it here, trying to keep things simple. You can find it at tinyurl.com, so tinyurl.com/minimalist-book, and you'll find out about it there, what I'm reading, but it inspired me at least this morning to unclutter my computer a little. And as I look around my studio, I think how much I want to unclutter things here too. I mean, usually I seem to manage to stay reasonably focused on what I'm doing. I think I've mentioned before that I write, or have been writing, my three things to do lists every day. So I just pick three things I want to get done, and I work through them. And actually, so far this year, I've not been very good at doing that. I've kind of been going with the flow a little, which sometimes works, and sometimes doesn't. And certainly yesterday, it didn't. In fact, I was also reminded of another website, which is simply called nowdothis.com, and it's a bit like my three things to do list. You just write a list of things you want to do, and they get presented to you. You just click on done when you've done one, and it presents you with the next one. So if you don't like paper, that might be quite a good tool. I know in the Minimalist book that I've been reading, Leo, the author, is very keen on creating a paperless life. Personally, I like my little post-its because I stick them up on the wall and I can see that I've done stuff. But if you don't like paper, perhaps nowdothis.com could be a good way to keep yourself focused during the day. So yes, I'd be very keen, very pleased to hear about ways that you manage to keep yourself focused. You can contact me on my website, as always, at www.michaelnobbs.com/contact and send me an email. Or you can direct message me on Twitter. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Or if you're listening to this on Facebook, then you're welcome to leave me a comment there. Of course, if you're listening on my blog, you can leave a comment there too. Lots of ways to get in touch, which isn't very simple, is it? Or uncluttered. Perhaps I need to think about that. Yes, so thoughts about how to stay focused would be very much appreciated. I'm off for a cup of tea. I've actually been working for a good 2 hours this morning, so I think I've earned my cup of tea. Then I'm going to come back and attempt a blog post later on today. So thanks for listening, and do get in touch. Bye bye now.